songs that stand out. On World Cafe's Backtracking, we ask artists to look back at their discography, pick some of those songs, and tell us the stories behind them. Today, it's Josh Ritter in the hot seat, reflecting on a track he was nervous to share that deals with his bipolar depression.
I wrote a song, Dreams, which is an experiential song about what it feels like. And that's very nerve-wracking because I don't want to take away from anybody else, and I also don't want necessarily the focus on me.
Plus, a song that changed everything for him and how Josh knew it just by looking into Joan Baez's eyes.
I knocked on the door. I said, I have to play you this song. And I can always tell when I'm playing it for the first time for anybody whether it's a good song or not. And that song gave me a feeling that I still haven't forgotten.
Backtracking with Josh Ritter. Coming up, I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The ICE agent who fatally shot a Minneapolis woman Wednesday has been identified, and the FBI has barred state law enforcement agencies from investigating the death. Chelsea Perkins has more.
Jonathan Ross is the same agent who was dragged by a vehicle and injured in June of last year during an ICE operation in Bloomington, according to court records reviewed by the Minnesota Star Tribune. The Star Tribune says little other public information on Ross is available as of its reporting on Thursday afternoon. Governor Tim Walz is blasting the FBI for forcing out the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension from the investigation into the death of Renee Nicole Good. He says the likelihood of a fair outcome feels very difficult.
There's a BCA Force Investigations Unit that was created by the legislature, by the people of Minnesota, to provide an independent, consistent, and trusted mechanism for investigating the use of force incidents involving law enforcement officers.
And he evoked George Orwell's novel 1984 in relation to the federal government's version of the killing, which conflicts with video footage and eyewitness accounts. Walz commended the thousands who attended the Minneapolis vigil Wednesday night for Good, who leaves behind a wife and child. The governor also pointed to Minnesota's place in history, offering one of the first regiments for the Union Army during the Civil War.
The nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy, to hold the line on decency, to hold the line on accountability, and more than that, to rise up as neighbors and simply say, we can look out for one another, we can have differences, but we've proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold.
8th District Congressman Pete Stauber reacted to Walz's remarks on social media, writing, quote, in a time when Minnesotans need calm, reasonable, and steady leadership, Tim Walz threatens to use our National Guard sons and daughters to wage a civil war against the federal government. Minnesotans deserve so much better than Tim Walz. Protests against ICE and vigils in Good's memory are taking place across the country. A vigil is planned in Bemidji on Friday night. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
The Hibbing School District will soon be without a superintendent and a business manager. The school board will have an emergency meeting 11 a.m. Friday to interview and select an acting superintendent after posting the position internally. Superintendent Rick Aldrich resigned at Wednesday's board meeting. Though his resignation isn't effective until April 14th, Aldrich is on medical leave until April. Business manager Alex Kaiser resigned in December, effective January 15th. The vacancies come as the district begins planning $2 million in budget cuts. Aldrich is not leaving because of the district's financial situation, but because of a health condition, and Kaiser resigned to take a position in the Grand Rapids School District. The Minnesota Department of Health is aligning its immunization guidance with Professional Medical Association recommendations rather than the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC overhauled the childhood immunization schedule earlier this week to reduce the number of routinely recommended vaccines. The agency used to recommend vaccination against 17 infectious diseases. The new guidance drops that number to 11, recommending only high-risk groups get the remainder of the shots. State Commissioner of Health Dr. Brooke Cunningham says the change does not reflect the best available science. While the immunization schedule will no longer align with the CDC, the guidance itself remains the same. Minnesota will continue to recommend children routinely receive vaccines to protect from hepatitis, bacterial meningitis, rotavirus, and the flu, COVID, and RSV. Two northern Minnesota sheriffs announced they will seek re-election in November. Itasca County Sheriff Joe Dasovich cites the accomplishments of his first term and his wish to continue building on that work. Beltrami County Sheriff Jason Riggs is also seeking re-election for a second term. He cites his two-decade law enforcement career of serving the county and its communities. Wadena County Sheriff Michael Carr announced Wednesday he was ending his 32-year law enforcement career, opting not to seek a seventh term. Carr says the office is a turnkey operation and well-positioned for the future. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
From NPR, this is World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and welcome to Backtracking. If you're not familiar, here's how it works. We give an artist a long list of prompts, like a song that changed everything for me, or a song that came to me in a dream. And then those artists pick a few of the prompts that they like, and then we sit down and we talk about them, and we hear a performance of the song. And it's so easy, and we've got the best guest for it, welcoming back an old friend who has a new album called I Believe in You, My Honeydew. It's Josh Ritter. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
You ready to do this?
Sure. I'm
psyched. All right, here we go. We start with a song that was inspired by a spiritual experience. What did you choose?
I chose a song that actually, while it's recent, it encapsulates the writing experience and the spirituality of the writing experience itself. It's called Truth is a Dimension, Both Invisible and Blinding. And it's a song that I wanted to write about somebody who was star watching and like just looking up and taking their telescope out, just a amateur astronomer going out, and as he's driving, I knew that's what I wanted, but that's all I knew of the song. So I started with a blank page, and a character unfolded, an amateur astronomer who's just gone through a tough breakup. He's going out to look at the sky and maybe find a little peace, and as he's doing it, he has an experience that is a mystical experience. Mm-hmm. He looks up in the sky and receives the fundamental like nature of truth, and it comes to him all in a moment, and that's how it happened to me when I was writing the song. I wasn't looking up at the sky. I was writing the song, and the blank space kept getting filled up, and suddenly the nature of truth, as I suddenly began to understand it, unfolded, and it truly was a spiritual experience. It was one where, like many songs, I don't remember having written it. I just remember waking up from the moment of writing it, feeling blessed by something.
Wow. Let's hear it. A live version of a song inspired by a spiritual experience. It's Truth is a Dimension off of I Believe in You, My Honeydew. It's Josh Ritter for Backtracking on World Cafe.
I got off the highway north of Desert Canyon Station. I was driving with my headlights off, just stars for navigation. My telescope, my notes, my ham sandwiches and coffee. Sometimes you must be all alone, there ain't no way to not be. I was thinking about Tanya and how things had rearranged, and everything had gone full circle. We were back to being strangers. She was with a man named Neil now. That's all I knew about him. But I was happy, she was happy. Real happy that she found him. It was just after 11. When I pulled off at the lookout, the parking lot was empty, though the air still smelled like cookouts. And yes, I admit I toked one. That doesn't change what happened. And anyway, you're not my parents, and it really helps my mapping of the system 611, a Magellanic cluster. I'd been watching for a while. I got my telescope adjusted and I turned it on an unassuming patch of dusty sky that was really 50 billion stars, a billion light years wide. And then all at once it felt as if Time had been suspended, and a vision poured into me like a bottled been upended. I was filled with revelation, both infinite and finite, that filtered down the telescope, encoded in the starlight. It said truth is not immutable, itself is a dimension. Truth can be both weighted down and warped in strange directions. Truth has a shape that alters, each according to observer. Sometimes you must be close to it, sometimes you must be further. Truth can bend and truth can break, depends on how you ask it. It frays or it may blaze out at some Paul bound for Damascus. And it sometimes gets mistook for God, sometimes for its servant. It both exists and doesn't, like a star that's not observed yet. Which all at once returned my thoughts to System 611, still twinkling down the telescope into my mind from heaven. And I stood there looking upward as the darkness turned to dawn, and received that strange transmission till finally it was gone. Shadow, my discovery was real, but the person that I longed to tell was sound asleep with Neil in some parallel dimension. Maybe Tanya was still mine, but in this one she loved someone else that left me to search the sky. So I went ahead and wrote this to alert you to my findings. I call it truth is a dimension, both invisible and blinding. You can give me the awards now, you can knight me, or whatever. I got nothing going on now, me and Tanya aren't together. Well, go ahead and laugh at me and all of my conclusions in symposiums and seminars and think tank institutions. You may even talk to Tanya. Let me ask you, if you do, please tell her I still love her. That will always be the truth.
Recorded live, it's Josh Ritter with Truth is a Dimension. That's from his new album, I Believe in You, My Honeydew. It's World Cafe with Backtracking. We've asked Josh to pick songs from his discography based on a list of prompts we've given him, and then we talk about those songs. That last song was inspired by a spiritual experience. Up next, a song that you were nervous to share. And you didn't have to choose this specific prompt. So, like, credit to you for stepping out on something that might make you uncomfortable. What's the song that you were nervous to share?
Well, the song I wrote that I wanted to share was called Dreams. It's from an album called Gathering, and from several years ago. And it was the first time I decided I'm going to write about bipolar depression and the experience of being bipolar, which means for me cyclical, very fast cyclical mood swings between elation and despair. Mm-hmm. And you know, the moods are one thing. You can have a mood, but it's also your actions in the world and the decisions you make when you are, you know, fully traumatized by grief or just elated with some kind of electricity that makes things so impossibly beautiful that you couldn't access those kinds of thoughts at any other time. And they're both dangerous states, because obviously they it's like an Ouroboros. You're never left in a moment where things are just fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, they're sometimes they are up so impossibly that you feel like you could fly off a building, you know, and sometimes they're so low that you could feel like you could fly off a building. You know, you understand that it takes, and I wanted to write about that because I also wanted to write about medication. You know, and I felt like it was important to say, and I'd read so much and seen so many heroes of mine, friends of mine, people that had to live in darkness for so long that it became overpowering. And I did not want to be overpowered. And so I wrote about getting medication. I wrote about going to doctors and trying to search for the reasons before it was too late, you know? And because being tortured as an artist is no fun.
Overrated in terms of the process.
It's incredibly, you can't write when you're tortured, you know? And if you do write when you're tortured, I'm speaking for myself, the music is not good. The songs are not good. No one can be asked to report back in the middle of an assault, you know? And so for me, it was about writing about this terrible time and then, you know, or a fictionalized terrible time and then getting medication that actually doesn't make those things go away but allows you to live a little bit more comfortably so that you can actually do the writing, you know, and do the work that makes you feel fulfilled.
Yeah. And so it was nervous, you know, it's nervous to put this out into the world. What do they say? You know, it's your song until you put it out and then it belongs to the universe.
Right.
What did the universe echo back to you after you put this out? Did it reaffirm your faith in the folks that you wanted to hear this?
Well, I would say yes. I was nervous about it because writing about mental illness is holy ground. You know, it's holy ground for so many people. And I would say for almost everybody knows somebody or has. You know, mental struggles that they have to deal with and that are physical struggles. And I do not want to take a thing away from anybody by treating that subject as anything less than profound. And for that reason, in the same way that I would not write about politics unless I felt like I had something truly that was important to say that wasn't preachy. And this was, so I wrote a song, Dreams, which is an experiential song about what it feels like. And that's very nerve-wracking because I don't want to take away from anybody else, and I also don't want necessarily the focus on me, you know? It's a fictionalized account because the things that would happen in my life would be far too close, but I can get there by creating characters that have experiences that elicit that same kind of response.
Yeah. Let's listen to a live version of Dreams, a song Josh Ritter was nervous to share, but we're very glad he did.
I should say also that the people have been fantastic about it. It has made me feel like I did the right thing.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's listen to it. It's Josh Ritter here on World Cafe.
All that I felt on the first time it happened was the feeling of something bad coming true. One day I was happy, one day I was laughing, then somewhere a chain snapped like that I was loose. Why don't anything give me the joy that it used to? Why don't anything feel as real as it once was? I feel so sad, but that ain't how I choose to. It shouldn't have to hurt so bad, but it does. Dreams that keep a-coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a-coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a-coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a-coming, but the dream done gone. It was a summer night when I found my religion. I was under the tent, I was struck by the palm, and the Holy Spirit rained down upon me a vision. I felt better a little while, but then it was gone. How long till I'm free of these devils that bind me? How long till I live the life that I have? Can I outstrip a creator who searches and finds me, then leaves me with demons that I already had? Dreams that keep coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep coming, but the dream done gone. So I took off south like the beat of a bat wing. I fell in with his boat salesman and a kid. One carried the nails for his own crucifixion. The other one seemed to screw up whatever he did. The kid always loved me like I was his neighbor. He asked all about me and my life on the road. And the boat salesman, when he found out he wasn't a savior, shot himself in the head in a Key West payday loan. I got jobs and I lost them like the beat of a drummer. Lost sleep and got drunk and couldn't see through his tears. And just how I survived, I cannot even remember, but I know that it lasted a couple of years. I moved down deep into the jungle during those days. I existed on oranges and oxygen, but I was carrying a sadness against which even the old ways reached their limits of power and could not defend. Dreams are keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams are keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams are keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams are keep a coming, but the dream done gone. I wandered through temples covered over with saint days. I wandered through drug labs and kidnaps and graves. I tried my best to meet death by the Jaguar or AK, but I was covered over with grief, and by this I was saved. When I was up, I saw the connection between all of all things. When I was up, I was so high up above that the whole world appeared to me electric and thrilling with the fineness of lightning and the sweet milk of love. When I was down, the whole world melted, burning black plastic wherever I chanced to be. And all that I was just was some kind of a tragic mistake that had somehow crawled out of the sea. How long till I'm free of these devils that bind me? How long till I live the life that I have? Can I outstrip a creator who searches and finds me, then leaves me with demons that I already had? Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. I went to a doctor who sent me to a doctor who sent me to a doctor who sent me to a room, and that's where I waited with the world ending round me and the voices in my head spinning round in a tomb. She gave me a bottle and I took what was in it. Stuff in my bloodstream started to rattle in fizz, and I know that they're working, but the devil's still down there. I tell myself that it's better, and sometimes it is. How much could I say to tell you I love you? I haven't seen much of the world, but I know that there aren't any others who know me like you do, and your comfort seems to follow me wherever I go. I know you're no cure for this darkness inside me. It feels better just to know that you're near, and your patience, your joy, and your strength are astounding. I know that without you, I wouldn't be here. I know that without you, I wouldn't be here. I know that without you, I would not be here. I know that without you, I wouldn't be here. I know that without you. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dream done gone. Dreams that keep a coming, but the dreams.
Thank you.
Recorded live, it's Josh Ritter with a performance of Dreams. You can find it on his 2017 album, Gathering. It's Backtracking, where artists handpick songs from their catalog based on a list of prompts we've given them. That last song was the song he was nervous to share. What are we going to hear next? You'll find out in just a second. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by people-powered radio KAXE KBXE every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Dan Gannon. The McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids presents an evening of comedy with Rob Fairbanks tonight, Friday, January 9th. Doors open at 6:30 with the show at 7. Fairbanks is also known as the Res Reporter. Tickets available at McCroskeyArtCenter.org. The Minnesota Discovery Center in Hibbing hosts a screening of Season 6 premiere of All Creatures Great and Small on Saturday, January 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. And Grand Rapids Players presents Insomniacs Saturday, January 10th at 7 p.m. in the Ives Studio Theater at the Rife Center. See several short scenes which have been written within the past 24 hours. And the History of Jazz airs Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 with host Paul Kivi exploring the distinctly American art form. And tune in Sundays at 6 with the volunteer-based Jazz on America Avenue. Now back to the World Cafe.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Josh Ritter. This is Backtracking, where artists handpick songs from their catalog based on a list of prompts we've given them. A song that changed everything. That is a big one.
Yeah.
What did you pick?
Well, I chose Girl in the War because for me, it changed everything in my own, but first off, in my own mind, it changed what I could write about. And secondly, I feel like it allowed people to see a different side of me and the side that I would have been, I was more comfortable with them. I felt like I felt like a more true representation of myself. You know, with when Hello Starling came out in 2003, I was in an enormous wave of singer-songwriters, and there were so many that were so good, and so many that you know, I had a chance to see so many people in action doing what they loved, and I felt like my songs had. Felt like I at that point I felt, you know, like all young men, that I wasn't being taken seriously. You know, I felt like I've got a lot to offer, and I didn't feel like I had tapped into that yet. And I remember I was on tour with Joan Baez in West Virginia, and we had just played a show. And I was still excited about being able to go out and drink, you know, because I just recently turned, you know, not that long past, turned 21. And so I was looking for a place to get a beer, and it was closed. Everything was closed. And I went back to the hotel room, and I wrote that song. I wrote Girl in the War because I was so angry about what was happening in Iraq. I was so angry at the Bush administration, and I was so angry at this American hubris, and thinking, like, you know, I can't write an anti-war song because we're already in war. We've already done it. We've already created the tragedy. So what I wanted to write about was the tragedy. I wanted to write about, this is happening. I can't believe we've done this. How could we have done this? And I wanted to write about somebody who had some real, you know, trepidation about somebody that was over there fighting. And the only way to get out the anger was to write about the sadness. And I remember I took that song and I took it right upstairs to Joan in her hotel room, and I knocked on the door. I said, I have to play you this song. You know, and she was so nice. You know, she was so nice because, like, how many times have songwriters done that to her?
I can only imagine, yeah.
So she listened to it, and I can always tell when I'm playing it for the first time for anybody whether it's a good song or not, and that song gave me a feeling that I still haven't forgotten. And I have to say thanks to Joan for being there the first time I ever played it. She was, like, a major force especially in my early writing.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
Thank you.
And cool on Joan for being game to take that late night hotel visit there.
Oh, she kicks butt. She's amazing. And I can say that on the radio.
You absolutely can. I want to dig into the lyrics of the song just a little bit.
Sure.
Because you've said in the past, I remember a performance at the Center for American Progress. It was a YouTube video that has racked up a lot of views. But you said, this is a song about a bunch of people talking about problems, but not getting past the just talking part. So what did you try to convey with that message in the song?
Well, I wanted to convey was, when you're already standing in the field of landmines, it's the wrong time to ask whether you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have not done the right thing. You've laid the landmines. You're standing there in the midst of them. The tragedy has happened. The tragedy will unfold. The tragedy, like war, is like a flower of its own kind. It keeps unfurling outwards in ways that we can't expect. Mm-hmm. And the true tragedy that I wanted to say was that, like, you know, people will tell you how to get through this time, and they'll tell you to just, you know, rock a little harder, keep your chin up. But the fact is, we cannot keep our chins up through a war. It affects the victors just like it affects the people who lost, and we're as much the losers as anybody else.
Yeah. There is some religious imagery in that song, not uncommon. Dreams had a little bit as well. As a songwriter, why do you find that's a good I don't want to say tool, but a good place to go to populate your stories, maybe with characters like that for songs, because it's not something that's uncommon for you.
Yeah, well, my parents were neuroscientists and they were very strict scientists, but on the other side, I was raised by them as very religious. Mm-hmm. You know, I was very religious and learned the Bible stories from 2 years on, you know, just, and so, you know, over time, my own heart has drifted from the belief in those things as I was taught them. I can't say whether they are true or not, you know, as truth is a squirrely thing, but I will say that they didn't resonate to me with the truth that I could live my life by. But at the same time, those stories are so deep in my psyche, and they're very deep in the American psyche as well. We speak the language of the Bible. You know, we name our children after. My name is Joshua Benjamin. You know, like we all have these connections to that tradition here in America, and I find that it's useful to speak with those stories because it kind of makes the song richer. There's the name Peter and Paul, but to know about who Peter and Paul were and their competing philosophies regarding, you know, how we go about our lives was something that I felt was being talked about very specifically in the Iraq War. And I felt like it was nice to give the archetypes a little runaround so that they could like make the song a little bit more powerful.
It worked. It definitely worked.
Thank you.
Let's listen to a live performance of Girl in the War, a song that changed everything for Josh Ritter. This is Backtracking on World Cafe.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. Well, now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Well, Paul said to Peter, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it through. Because the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom. And the angels fly around in there, we can't see them. And I got a girl in the war, Paul, I know that they can hear me yell. If they can't find a way to help her, they can go to hell. If they can't find a way to help her, they can go to hell. A little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music and pray that she makes it through. Girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like sham. sparkle bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle bubble over, and in the morning all you got is rain. Hey, hey.
Was a song that changed everything for Josh Ritter. It's Girl in the War from 2006's The Animal Years, performed live on stage for World Cafe. This is Backtracking. Josh has picked songs from a lot of prompts to match up with songs from across his catalog. And the last song we have for you is one that made you laugh. What did you pick?
I chose a song that I've never recorded for a record, but it's but I wrote it and I just didn't know what to do with it. You know, some people have covered it, but it's a song called Deputy Blues Part 2. Sometimes you discover like a group of songwriters all at once, and they change how you think and write for a while. And I remember discovering Hank Snow and Roger Miller, and I just love the rattle fire of their delivery. It sounded like a, you know, sometimes with Roger Miller, it sounds like he's just a mockingbird. You know, he sounds like he just flew in with this incredible ability and this like wry sense of humor, and then just flew off. And he just put all these little songs in my head. And Hank Snow the same with like I've Been Everywhere. You know, there's these I've Been Everywhere, man. You know, all these beautiful like funny like tripping tip of the tongue songs. And I love to write songs with lots of words. Obviously, I really enjoy that, but I'd never really tried to write a song that was just specifically the hardest thing I could ever perform. So I was having fun, and it requires a real like breath control. And it's also a funny story about, you know, a guy who is the deputy sheriff, and he has to go find out who shot the real sheriff. And it's a love story. And writing it made me laugh. Writing it just made me giggle to myself in my room, which is usually the sign of a good thing, you know. And but like oftentimes, you can't write a song to try and crack up an audience. You have to like crack up yourself, because the element of surprise is there when you're writing as well, you know.
Like when the line comes to you and you're like, ah,
yes,
and you have that ah ha 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 moment.
The line comes to you and you realize that is. That's the way it is. The line comes out just as it's supposed to be, and it's a surprising experience to me, as I think it is to the audience, if I'm able to like deliver the lines without messing up or cracking up.
Why did you never record it for one of your own albums? I mean, aside from the fact that maybe tonally it might not.
I think that's mostly the reason. You know, I don't feel a great stress to like try and fit all the songs on records. I have so many that just don't quite fit in, mm-hmm. And that's one of the great things about writing without trying to edit yourself at the beginning. Is that the songs come through as, you know, some days you'll wake up with a lonesome cowboy song, and some days you'll wake up with a song that's more of like a protest or a love song, or but like you can't say no to it when it comes. So you end up with just piles and piles of songs that kind of need their own friends to be on a record, yeah. You know? And that one is just my funny little one that is still running around looking for a spot.
One of these days. Let's hear Josh Ritter, a song that makes him laugh. It's Deputy Blues Part 2 on World Cafe.
Hey, It's hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a love who will leap sometimes. When she does, you gotta catch her. When she does, you gotta hold on. I got a ring and a pebble deep down in my pocket. Any money that I saved is down in my sock. I got a lock of your hair and it's hidden in my locket. And it keeps me company. Sheriff McGinn was a brave man, true and strong. You could tell just by looking that he wouldn't last long. And sure enough, somebody shot him. It was early in the song, leaving only the deputy. Everybody knew then that somebody armed and dangerous was living in the house where the women were outrageous and the maidenettes were wailing, sweet Jesus, who will save us? Everybody looked at me. It's hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a lover who will leap sometimes. But when she does, you gotta catch her. When she does, you gotta hold on. So I rode on down to the house full of women looking for the murderer who would have murdered Sheriff McGivin. But when I finally found him, it wasn't a him, it was a her, and you were she. You were holding six guns, but not in my direction. You sat real close and you gave me your confession. I was shot through the heart, but not by Smith & Wesson, but the way that you kissed my cheek. You said the sheriff was a bad man, a liar and a thief. He was crooked to the core, contrary to popular belief. You treated all the girls bad. One day he came to grief. You shot him off on the balcony. It's hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a lover who will leave sometimes. The one she does, you gotta catch. Said, I think that I would like to be a part of your escape. I said, to tell you the truth, being deputy ain't great. And it looks me. I said, I think that I would like to be a part of your escape. I said, to tell you the truth, being deputy ain't great. And it looks like being sheriff is an even worse fate compared to popular belief. You said to meet tomorrow morning about 3:45. Bring a ring, here's my locker. Don't forget an extra horse. Throw a pebble through the largest window on the second floor. I'll jump off of the balcony. It's hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a lover who will leave sometimes. But when she does, you gotta catch her. When she does, you gotta hold on. So she jumped and I caught her and we both rode away. We built ourselves a little home down by the San Francisco Bay. We disappeared without a single trace. No inquiries were made and the rest is history. It's hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a lover who will leave sometimes. But when she does, you gotta catch her. When she does, you gotta hold on. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find somebody to keep sometimes. Hard to find a lover who will leave sometimes. But when she does, you gotta catch her. When she does, you gotta hold on.
Thank you. Recorded live, it's Josh Ritter with a performance of Deputy Blues Part 2. It's the song that made him laugh. And that puts the wraps on our backtracking session today. Josh's new album, I Believe in You, My Honeydew, is available now. Josh, thank you so much for taking this walk down your musical memory lane. It was a blast.
Thank you very much.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Happy Friday. Hope you're having a good one. And thanks so much for listening to The World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. Northern Arboretum in Baxter offers forest ice skating during daylight hours. Explore a gently winding trail through the woods with light elevation changes. Limited skate sizes are available to rent on a first-come, first-served basis. They're still looking for donations of kids and men's sizes of skates. And we receive support from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, dedicated to conserving the rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, educational camps, and habitat projects. More information available at mndeerhunters.com. Kutaska Community Action offers free community meals on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. and lunch every Wednesday from 11 to 1 at their Circles of Support office located across from Treasure Bay Printing on Northeast 4th Street in Grand Rapids. They also offer a food pantry from 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE, KBXE.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Thanks again to Josh Ritter. To this date, the only guest who's ever made an oil painting in our studios. Also the only person we've asked to do that, but it's still hanging up now. If you missed any of our session, any backtracking, you want to see video of it, you can find it on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Be sure to like and subscribe to be alerted for our latest sessions. Thanks to our senior producer, Kimberly Ginaud, for her work on the session. Here's Sharon Van Etten and The Attachment Theory from last year's self-titled album, It's Afterlife.
Feel me coming. tore down the hospital out on Route 11. I'm not sure what happened. It seems like repossession. And I'm not one to try to get all the way to heaven. But I can't even visit the last place it was relevant. Now I can't even visit the last room I may have been in it. So give my love to Amy, give my love to Kevin. Well, they tore down the hospital and I'm left floating in room 305. I'm floating forever, 305. They say the night gets spangled drinking, so the night looks spangled to me. I'm feeling pretty spangled. I'm feeling pretty blue. Off a bridge on VA 305 in the Shenandoah. In the Shenandoah. Septic ditch, but not enough to drown me out. So I'm left looking up at this, at these stars spangled, wondering who's the god of that sky and who's the god of memory. What kind of kids did they get? Can they make it rain a little more? Fill this ditch up to the brink.
Expect big things from that band in 2026. They are called Fust, F-U-S-T. The song is Spangled. It's from their new album, Big Ugly. March and April, they're out on a U.S. tour. Check your dates to see if they're near you. And that does it for us on The Cafe. Appreciate all of you listening. Thanks to our affiliates who make this show possible. And we produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. We'll catch you next time on World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Weather in the listening region today, partly sunny with highs 25 to 30, northwest winds 5 to 10 with a chance of snow in the afternoon, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And tonight, possible continued snow with less than half an inch accumulation expected, mostly cloudy with lows 8 to 11 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 14 to 19, blustery northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, evening lows 0 to 8. And Sunday, partly sunny, highs 21 to 25, breezy west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Our KAXE question of the week is, what are you looking forward to this year? You can text us your answer at 218-326-1234. After Dark is our late night Saturday showcase of a variety of musical styles outside our normal KAXE mix. Tune in after Green Cheese at 9 p.m. to hear punk, hip-hop, electronic, metal-themed shows, and more. This week's host, DJ Ben Frankenstein, will be playing math rock bands from King Crimson to Battles and Stereosity to